Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Welcome, everyone. It's your favorite two Radiohead goofballs, myself, Floyd, and Nico.
Hey, everyone.
Today we are reviewing Banana Co., which is on the Pop Is Dead single released in May of 1993. Banana Co., the lyrics don't really mean anything from what I can tell. It's a really good song, but I don't really know what it means.
I love that little juxtaposition.
Yeah. I'll just send you the lyrics here.
I've got them all queued up.
So I'm interested to hear what you think of this song, because it is a nice, decent song, but I don't know.
Well, I'm sure I won't either, but I'll have some thoughts, I'm sure.
Yeah. And you're seeing the background from the Itch EP,
yes.
As you
very colorful.
Just by the way, for those people who don't know how we do this, we basically have like a YouTube playlist where we're going through everything. But I could not find a actual Pop Is Dead single listing on YouTube. So the Itch EP is coming up, but we're going to use this version of that because we're actually not going to be listening to much from the Itch EP because it has lots of other things that we've already going to be listening to. So just going to be, it's easier.
We love easiness.
But time frame wise, this came out on the Pop Is Dead single first.
There you go.
Go!
I know what you mean now. Like, almost the not knowing about the lyrics makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
You can tell he's really
and
talking
for
about
me,
something.
It, the music is better. Like, you can tell they're kind of, they've learned from Pablo Honey and are going into a different direction.
It's more like complete as well. Like, there's enough things happening, like enough elements to just kind of sink your teeth into a bit.
Yeah, I think the lyrics not meaning anything to me is like, it's easier to, you know, it's almost like this is a test run.
You get to appreciate the music more because, like, the lyrics are just kind of there, like, on top.
Yeah. Yeah, this is indicative of some places we will be going in the future.
Well, that's quite reassuring then, because I'm into this. Yeah.
There you go.
I quite liked that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Wonderful.
I think I would even go as far to give it highest score of the night.
Oh, wow. You mean of the show?
Of the show.
This is
my night.
All at once.
The highest score of this episode. Of this individual song, I'm going to give it the highest.
Oops. So what would you like to rate this one, the highest of the night?
The highest of the night score is an edge and a half.
Oh, my.
I know.
That. Banana Co. Good for you. Okay. I'm going to give this an ed as well. I don't think this is my highest rating. I think my highest rating is still the one that we had the biggest differential in, which was Thinking About You, the rocked up version.
Ah, yes.
Made you angry.
Yes, they did. They did play with me in that, didn't they? They tried to test me, and I was not ready to be tested.
But I'm glad you're going to hear songs very much similar to this in the future, or at least coming into the next album.
Interesting. I like that.
So I'm interested to, if you like it, then that's good for where we're going.
I look forward to being frustrated that I've rated things too high and then needing to find ways
to go back,
fit everything into the remaining space that I've left.
I can't wait.
Me too. All right, thanks, everyone.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you next week.
Yes. look forward to that week's wait and
yes,
the intro.
We will see you in June.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. You can hear it right now, can't you? See you next week.